Hi, my name is Matthew San Pedro, and I was born and raised here in San Diego, California. One of the things that made me stay here in San Diego is nice and stable weather conditions and also the beaches, which is practically everywhere you go. I mean, you have Coronado Beach, Pacific Beach. And the reason why beaches draw me a lot is because of my new hobby that I found last summer, my trip to Hawaii. I learned how to skimboard. If you're not familiar with that, it's basically surfing along the shores. This year would mark my second year in San Diego State University. I'm currently majoring in biology, and I'm taking my first biology course this semester, which is Bio 201A. My first year in college was spent basically trying to adjust to the new college environment and trying to get used to the amount of rigor and work each course demanded. Now that I have adjusted, my time management skills are up and about. I'm trying to get involved in any pre-medical or science societies, clubs, organizations that exist on campus. If any of you want to recommend any of them to me to go and check out, go ahead and email me. My email is msanpedro@cogs.net. The only organization I've involved myself so far is the AMSA organization, which stands for the American Medical Student Association. Meetings are held every Friday, one of the GMCS buildings. You can check with the pre-professional health office if you're interested. I'm taking physics not only just to satisfy my biology prerequisites, but to gain a better understanding of the world. I mean, there's only so much that biology and chemistry can explain, but physics is a whole new world where you can actually relate real physical entities instead of studying at the molecular level. Physics is important to me because it enables me to understand all the naturally occurring events and situations that occur in the world around me. I mean, frictional force. Who would have knew static friction and kinetic friction would exist if I didn't get into my studies into physics? Physics is important to the future because it helps us to develop an overall knowledge of the universe. On our first day of physics, remember Tony showed us those slides about the Big Bang Theory and whether the question of free will or determinism exists. And it's important to my future because I think physics just helps to open the human mind and to help free the human mind. It reveals to us the facts about our universe based on evidence. All these factors contribute to my overall intellectual growth because, well, you start to question things of the supernatural. I mean, you question things like whether free will or determinism exists, like the article which related quantum physics to whether determinism or free will exists or not. And these are interesting topics, although I don't think any of them will ever be truly answered. The important part about all of this is the question, and it's the question which drives the intellectual to learn more, question which drives the intellectual to search and to research and to find more things about the universe. Believe it or not, there is great purpose in the problem-solving method that Tony enforces on our homework and on the test. You first begin with the diagram, which helps you to understand the problem and to illustrate the problem and develop a good picture of that problem in your head in that certain situation, whether it be projectile motion, the forces of friction, normal force. You then begin to analyze all the known variables that the problem gives you and try to relate these to the equations you learn and try to solve for the unknown variables. Physics is not just about memorization or manipulating all these different equations, trying to relate different equations and substituting into each other. It's not all about that. It's about an understanding of the situation, and if you are unable to picture the situation, how will you ever analyze these situations into the equation? Which is why I think that Tony's problem-solving method is a very effective method to solve these different problems. Throughout my high school years, I always thought that learning was pointless and a bunch of busy work with all these teachers just flooding you with things to do to keep you out of mischief. But once I've entered the realm of college, I've noticed that there is a great meaning in learning these different things about our environment. A curiosity soon sparked, and I've started to get into my studies, started investing my time and reading into my textbooks, and it changed my life. I began to view knowledge as a type of responsibility that each individual needed to fulfill, whether that knowledge be used to help others and becoming a doctor someday, or whether it can be used to research different types of medicine in the chemistry field. Either way, knowledge is power, and wherever you go with knowledge, it will take you there. It will take you to your purpose in life. It'll take me to your ultimate destination, your plans for the future. Knowledge is everything. I expect a lot out of college. As I mentioned earlier, on top of my biology major, I'm planning to go pre-med, so there's a lot of work ahead of me. When you're going pre-med, you basically gotta do as much as you can. I expect myself to get involved in a lot of research, meet some faculty in order to do so. I plan to keep myself active in AMSA and possibly join the Honors Fraternity, Pre-Medical Society, the Alpha Eta Delta. And I also plan to get some volunteer work at the hospital so I can get a feel for the type of situations and different things doctors experience each day.